for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, it seems every year around the time of the Passover, there's a lot of talk about red heifers. Why are red heifers so important?
Well, basically because Jewish beliefs and their and actions. In terms of actions, last September, five red heifer candidates arrived in Israel from the United States. It's a big deal to various Jews, such as the Temple Institute and the Sanhedrin. They actually believe that the fate of the world depends on sacrificing a red heifer that's at least 24 months old. And this could happen in 2024. As far as red heifers go, they're mentioned in the Old Testament Hebrew scriptures, Book of Numbers, chapter 19. And basically, I'm going to start with verse 2. To speak to the children of Israel, they'd bring a red heifer without a blemish, which there's no defect, which no yoke has ever come. They'll give it to the priest, and he may take it outside the camp that might be slaughtered. It's supposed to be burnt in his sight. It's hide flesh, it's blood. It's awful to be burned. Verse 9, one who's clean is going to gather the ashes of the heifer and store them outside the camp in a clean place. It'll be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel. For the water of purification, it is for purifying from sin. And now, red heifer itself is a type of female cow that's never been bred. And some Jews interpret the red, no blemish scripture to mean it can have no or very few non-reddish brown hairs. As far as the Temple Institute goes, it teaches that according to the Talmud, which is their interpretation of the Bible, the ashes were used from that moment in Numbers until the first Temple Institute. And then during the second Temple period, there are 5 to 7 red heifers burnt for their ashes. And according to the Mishnah Torah, they believe that the next red heifer will be brought by the Messiah. And basically, they say it's important because the Levitical priests, the Kohanim, they're impure, perform certain sacrifices without the ashes of a red heifer. In order to do that, they need this so they can reestablish a temple. But they say that the Passover sacrifice, you don't have to be done that way. So that's why they do a Passover sacrifice, as long as the majority of Jews are impure.
So are there any others, other than Jews, involved with this red heifer issue?
Yeah, this week, Israel 365 News mentioned, quote, Jews and Christians come together to reinstate the biblical commandment of the red heifer. And there was a Protestant pastor, Michael Pedro, from the Voice of Healing Church in Houston. He said that Christian Jews were working together toward the same vision, same hopes, which is remarkable. This event could not have taken place 10 years ago. The Lord is pulling us together for a common purpose. And Israel 365 News says, this pastor has always been strangely drawn to learning about the biblical sacrifices, and in particular, the ritual of the red heifer. Mm-hmm. Well, I should mention, since presumably Michael Pedro claims to accept the New Testament, if he's actually paid attention to what it says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, starting in verse 11, which says that Christ came as our high priest for the good things to come, with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not the old kind of temple, not made with hands, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats or calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. So it's not necessary anymore. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, this is a reference to the red heifer, sprinkling the unclean sanctifies and purifying the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, the eternal spirit who offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this reason, he, Jesus, is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
So are those verses saying Christians do not need a red heifer? But what about the Jews?
Yeah, Christians do not need one. The Jews, however, who don't accept Jesus, think that they do because they rejected him. Now, some, by the way, associated with Protestantism, believe that the Sanhedrin and the Temple Institute, if they get this red heifer, they're going to bring on the Antichrist through their sacrifices. Well, that's not quite the case. It is true that the resumption of daily sacrifices is prophesied to be stopped by the coming beast who's in league with the final Antichrist. You can read about that in Daniel. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, we read about a prince. And in verse 27, it says he'll confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Traditionally, that's believed to be 7 years. But in the middle of the week, he'll bring an end to sacrifice and offering. So after a deal is made, 3.5 years later, the middle, sacrifices are going to be stopped. By whom? Well, this guy who's called the prince in Daniel 9:26 is going to be called the king of the north in Daniel 11 and called the beast in Daniel 7:8 and Revelation 13. And in Daniel 11, it says he will muster forces and defile the sanctuary fortresses, and they will take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation.
We don't understand that even though sacrifices are not required for salvation, future sacrifices are required to fulfill prophecy.
Yes, because for sacrifices to be stopped, they have to start. And that's something that the Sanhedrin and the Temple Institute are working toward. Now, let me add that I've had personal direct contact with both groups. And they both told me, by the way, they don't have to have a temple for the daily sacrifices. And part of the reason is because between the time of the first and the second temple, in the book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 6, it says that from the day, the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. So they don't need a temple. Basically, to re-implement the sacrifices, the Sanhedrin needs government permission, an altar, a high priest, various implements, and a tent. And they've got all of those, except for government permission. And with the recent changes in Israeli politics and more religious parties gaining seats in the Knesset, their parliament, that one day they will get permission. Now, as far as some of the possible relevance to the sacrifices and to Jesus, if you go to Daniel chapter 12, verse 11, we read, and from the time the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there'll be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. Since those that wait the 1,335 days are then blessed, this looks to be a reference to Jesus returning and establishing the kingdom of God a little bit less than 4 years after the daily sacrifices are stopped by the beast.
Okay.
And the fact is, a lot of Jews have put a lot of effort into this. Now, one of the people that the Protestant pastor Michael Pedro met with was Moriel Borelli, who is a representative of Bonet Israel. And he was pleased that even though there's doctrinal difference between Christians and Jews, that they were united on this particular front. And the red heifers now that they brought over are between 1.5 and 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And to replicate this ceremony in the Bible, they say they need to be at least 2 years old. And then this Mo Borelli said, the heifers will, God willing, be ready by Pesha next year. All the elements are necessary. The land, the Kohanim, the priests, are ready in the meantime. Now, Pesha, or Passover, occurs on April 21st at sunset, according to the Bible, and then the 22nd, according to the Jews. So he's saying that the heifer could be killed by the end of the 22nd of April, 2024. Now, I should mention the Jews only need one red heifer, not five. Last month, they just qualified one, so they've got four left. And since they say there's only been nine in history, if they think they have one, they'll want to do something with it, probably sacrifice it. Now, the Temple Institute teaches that the fate of the world, the entire world, depends on the red heifer. God has ordained his ashes alone are the single missing ingredient for the reinstatement of biblical purity. Of course, now the Bible doesn't say that if you look at the New Testament. It says the Mishnah teaches that up until the destruction of the Second Temple, there have been only nine red heifers. And that they believe that the 10th red heifer will be prepared by the Messiah. And they quote from the Mishnah, one of their leaders named Maimonides said the 10th heifer will be accomplished by the King the Messiah, may come speedily. And they also said that since there's been no red heifer for about 2,000 years, maybe Israel wasn't ready. But now, with the words of Maimonides in mind, we can't help but wonder and pray, is it now red heifers. It ours the error that this will need them.
Okay, well, first of all, where in the Bible do we find the requirement for 10 red heifers? And secondly, if sacrifices are stopped before Jesus returns, as per Daniel, how will Jesus be able to sacrifice the 10th red heifer?
Well, first of all, the Bible doesn't say anything about 10 red heifers. It doesn't have anything to do with the numbers associated with that. And secondly, Jesus isn't going to do it, so the Jews have a dilemma.
Okay.
And that is, they can't wait for if they can't wait for the Messiah to come, because Jesus isn't going to do it, they're going to have to figure out, are we going to sacrifice one of these anyway?
Okay.
And they don't want it to be too old. They don't want the risk to be disqualified. So maybe they'll do it. Now, they've got some other Jews who look into numerology. There's one called Shannon Kupagetsi. Last September, he's an Orthodox Jew. He said that the previous year was the year 5781, the Jewish calendar. And this means it will be the year of the red heifer. And he says the cows that had come were conceived in that year. He said, now this year is 5782. And it's means the year of the red heifer in Israel. At least that's what he says this means. Okay. He says in 2 weeks, it'll begin the year 5783, which is the current year according to the Jews, in which the ceremony of the red heifer will be performed. It's supposed to be the year of the red heifer redemption between the Feast of Trumpets in 2022 and 2023 or 2024, depending on how you look at the Jewish numbers.
So what about the heifer in the Hebrew year 5783?
Well, the issue that they've got is, first of all, their calendar is off by a couple hundred years, but the year, the 5783 year, runs from September 25th of 2022 to September 15th, 2023. So I think this particular person is wrong. It's going to happen in that particular year, but it could. But, you know, the Temple Institute's been waiting for red heifer for a very long time. And if they only believe one exists, and since Jesus isn't going to sacrifice it, they may decide to take matters in their own hand, either in 2023 or 2024, depending on which of these Jewish opinions may be right, that maybe it's a divine sign that they need to sacrifice it themselves and not wait for the Messiah so they can re-implement regular sacrifices.
So even though the Jewish timing may be misleading, which is incredible in and of itself, wouldn't the political factor just mentioned indicate that one of these remaining red heifers will qualify to be sacrificed?
It may be. You know, while Jesus didn't specifically mention red heifers as a sign to look for in his Olivet prophecy, for example, Matthew 24, he did refer to the book of Daniel. And in the book of Daniel, we read three different passages that say that the sacrifices are going to be stopped, so they must be at some point in time started. Now, if the Jews will not resume regular animal sacrifices until there's a red heifer, then looking out for one surely ties into end time prophecy. The Bible clearly shows that the Jews are going to have animal sacrifices again. And the fact that the Temple Institute and the Sanhedrin and others are taking steps is consistent with that. As far as timing goes, the Bible shows that the stopping of the animal sacrifices occurs just prior to the start of the Great Tribulation, mm-hmm. and what's commonly considered to be the end of the world. We'll see if the Jews actually decide to sacrifice a red heifer in 2024. If so, this could set off a major prophetic sequence, and ultimately with Jesus returning and establishing the millennial kingdom of God. As Jesus said in Mark 13:37, as I say to you, I say to you all, watch. While the fate of the world does not depend on red heifers, nor any required for Christians, mm-hmm. since certain Jewish attitudes of prophecy seem to require one, having an acceptable red heifer looks to have prophetic ramifications.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.